Hey, it's time for the Morning Mindset Edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast. I hope you're doing well this morning. I trust God is showing you His faithfulness in your life. If you're not feeling that way, if you're in a place where you're struggling, where you're having a hard time, I want to ask you to do me a favor right now. Just stop whatever you're doing, put it down, put your hands, relax your hands, shake them out, close your eyes. Just take a really deep breath and hear my voice right now as I tell you. The God of the universe loves you so much, He gave His Son for you. And He will be faithful for you right now in whatever you're experiencing, whatever is causing that hard time. My brother and sister, I want to encourage you not to lose hope, not to lose heart, because God is on His throne and He's at work in your life. I've been walking through the book of James in the last few episodes, and on this particular episode, we're looking at James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. And man, this is a powerful passage because it's so practical. And my prayer this morning is that you can hear the simplicity and the practicality of this, because sometimes when things are really simple, our brains don't receive it very well because we try to complicate it. We think it has to be more complicated somehow because it's, you know, it's the Word of God, it's Scripture, it has to be profound. And you know, things can be profound and still be very, very simple. And this paragraph in James chapter 1 really is simple. Here's what James says. He says, "Be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." So let's unpack that for a second. It's really simple, but powerfully profound. He's real simply saying, do what the Word of God tells you. Don't just hear it. Because if you hear it long enough without acting on it, you will become deceived. And the one deceiving you will be yourself. Now, I don't know if you have experienced this in your own life or have run across someone who fits this description. But I can tell you, it's easy to pump your head full of scriptural knowledge where you know the scripture, you know the principles, you know what a good, moral, strong Christian life is supposed to look like. You know what it's supposed to be like to walk in the Spirit. And because you know what it's supposed to be like, you tend to think that you live that way because you have the knowledge of it. But James is saying the knowledge alone is not enough. You've got to act on the knowledge. You've got to do what the Word of God instructs you to do. He says, if you don't do what it instructs you to do, you're like a man who looks at your face in a mirror. And then when you walk away, you forget what you looked like. I mean, that's kind of a ridiculous thing to think about, right? I mean, we all know what we look like. We can kind of imagine right now our own face in our own mind's eye. We can picture ourselves. And he's saying it is that silly, really, to think that you would forget what you look like. He's saying, but you're that way if you hear the Word of God, but you don't do it. See, you're not taking the hearing and putting it into action. It's not becoming real in your life. And so it's just this imaginary concept in your head. It's not a real thing to you. But when you look into the instruction in the perfect law of God, the law of liberty, and you persevere in it, not just hearing, but actually doing, you will be blessed in your doing. Because it's through obedience that God blesses us. It's through applying the principles of the faith of Christ that we see His truth come to bear on our lives because He acts in response to His truth being enacted. So I'm challenging you today. Look around you. Figure out where you can live out His truth and do it today. I'm Kerry Green. I'll see you tomorrow.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.